On lesson 32, last week, lesson 31, we covered the present stem for these middle and passive verbs. So baptizomai and ebaptizomen. Baptizomai, the present tense, ebaptizomen, the imperfect, both based upon the present stem. Continuing forms of the verb. And these are middle and passive verbs, which share the same form. Today, in lesson 32, we move on to the aorist form, the aorist stem for these. Still middle and passive voice. So these are the forms that represent completed or one-time single action. So the chapter is headed ebaptisthein, ebaptisthein. That's an aorist. And baptisthes, that's the aorist participle. So the aorist indicative and the aorist participle, meaning I was baptized and having been baptized. So, section one. We can compare ebaptissa, I baptized, that's the aorist indicative active, first person singular, and ebaptisthein, I was baptized, aorist indicative passive. So for the aorist indicative active, baptizomai, sigma's added to the end of the stem and epsilon on the front. For the passive, where the root is baptizomai, we add a sigma to the end of the stem, and there was already a zeta there. So that's combined to become a sigma, and then there's this theta and eta. We're going to learn that that is a distinctive feature of these. So that's I was baptized. And then in the second case, we have epoiesen, the aorist indicative active, from poieo, add a sigma to the end of the stem, and that gives us the aorist stem, add an epsilon to the front for the past, and that gives us the aorist indicative. And in the passive, it's epoiethe. So note that where the aorist active has sigma between the stem and the ending, the aorist passive usually has theta. And the endings for the aorist indicative are ein, ace, a, amen, ete, esan. So normally then you'd have the theta after the stem and then an eta. So that theta and eta combination is distinctive of the aorist passive and middle. Another pair of words to compare, we have ebaptizomatha. We were being baptized, ebaptizomatha, which is the imperfect indicative passive. So we covered this last week. And ebaptisthemen, we were baptized, the aorist indicative passive. So we've gone from the imperfect to the aorist, and notice that in the imperfect, which is built upon the present stem, we don't have that distinctive theta eta, but in the aorist we do. So now we have some six sentences showing these in use. Number one, ebaptisthete hupaltu. Ebaptisthete hupaltu. Ebaptisthete, so theta eta there, epsilon on the front tells us it's an aorist indicative passive or middle here, and then the ete ending, second person plural. Now the present active would be ete, so this is slight modification of that, ete instead of ete, help you recognize that. So we were baptized, hupautu, by him, and then there's a question mark, so we have to turn that round into a question. Were you baptized by him? Number two, esothemen apotu poneru. Esothemen apotu poneru. Esothemen from sozo. The verb here Theta, eta, and then the amen ending for first plural, epsilon on the front. All of that tells us it's a aorist, passive, indicative, first person plural. We were saved, apo tu paneru, from the evil one. Number three, udes esothe. Udes, we saw last week in the vocabulary, is no one. Esothe was saved. Again, sotso. And number four, pote epemponta. Pote, when? Epemponta, from pempo, to send. Epemponta. There's no theta eta there, so this isn't an aorist. Instead, this is an imperfect, built on just the regular present stem, pemp. Onta as third plural ending, and it's a question, when were they being sent? Number five, pu epemphesan. Pu epemphesan. So pu is where, and now epemphesan. Pempo, again, is our verb, but this time there's that theta eta there, tells us it's an aorist. The asan is third plural ending, and the p has combined to then give us a phi instead. So that would be an aorist, built on the aorist stem. And number six, su egapethes, egapethes from agapao, theta eta indicates it's aorist, ace second singular ending, the eta on the front is from the initial letter of the stem is alpha. Epsilon added to that may combine into an eta to indicate past time. So, agapethes, you were loved, with the su for, as that pronoun for additional emphasis. And then, dia ti ego uk agapethen. Dia ti ego uk agapethen. Dia ti is why, so through what or on account of what. Meaning then why. Ego, for emphasis, I, uk, egapethen, not loved. Why was I not loved? Okay, section two. Now we have the infinitive and the participle for these passive and middle verbs. Firstly, the infinitive. We have baptisthenai, baptisthenai, to be baptized. That's the aorist passive infinitive. So theta, the theta eta there, notice that combination occurs again, indicates it's the easiest way to recognize that as a passive. And then the nai ending we've seen before for infinitives. Baptisai. Baptisai, that gives us the active, the aorist active infinitive, with a sigma there at the end of the stem. C, baptisthai, baptisthai, that's the present passive infinitive. Esthai is the ending, and then baptitsain, baptitsain as a present active infinitive. So with baptizo, so baptizo is the active verb. The present active infinitive is formed usually by adding ain to the end of it, so baptizain. The aorist active is formed by adding a sigma to the end of the stem. In this case, the sigma and the zeta combined to a single sigma, and the usual aorist active infinitive ending is I, so that gives us baptisai, that's B. And then in the middle of the passive, the verb is baptizomai. You add esthai to the end of that stem, that gives us C, the present passive infinitive, baptizesthai. And then for the aorist passive, baptizomai is a verb, so baptiz is the stem. Add a sigma and then a theta, or add a theta, and so it all combines to a sigma theta there, and then ani for the ending. Okay, so you end up with a total of four infinitives, two in each voice, a present and an act, an aorist infinitive in each of those two voices. Number two, we have the participle. And again, we have four of these. Baptisthes is the aorist passive participle. The theta after the stem gives that is the easiest way to recognize that one. Baptisthes. The B gives us the aorist active participle. Baptisas. So you recognize that gets formed. With baptiz is the stem, add a sigma to the end of the stem, and then the normal endings for the aorist active participle are the same endings as for the verb all, the word all, pas, pasa, pan. So as, asa, an, those endings. C is the present passive participle, baptizomenos. So the stem baptiz, and then add on omenos, the ending. And then D, baptizon, present active participle, baptizon, the stem baptiz, and the endings for the present active participle are the same as the participle of the verb to be. On, usa, on. So that gives us that on ending there. So, four infinitives, four participles, one each for aorist and present in present and passive. And now six sentences where we see these in use. Number one, uk eilthen baptisthenai ala baptitzain. Uk eilthen baptisthenai ala baptitzain. Uk eilthen, he did not come. You should recognize elfen, elf, the aorist stem for urkmai, to come or to go. Baptisthenai, so we've got theta and the ani ending there, that would indicate it as a aorist middle or passive infinitive. So he did not come to be baptized, ala baptitzain, so baptitzain there, a present active infinitive. So the baptisthenai, aorist, because it's viewed as a one-time action, but then his action of baptizing is then an ongoing action, so a present infinitive there. So we switch from a aorist passive infinitive to a present active infinitive. Number two, baptisthes, exhalthen, baptizon, pantas tus pistuontas. Baptisthes, exhalthen, baptizon, pantas tus pistuontas. Baptisthes, so we've got that theta there after the stem, so that suggests it's going to be an aorist passive. Ace is a standard ending for that, nominative singular masculine, so that would be baptisthes, having been baptized. Exhalthen, he went out. Baptizon, now we switch to a present active participle, baptizing, pantas tus pistuontas. Pistuontas, we have another participle, present participle of pistuo, present active, ontas being accusative masculine plural ending. So having been baptized, he went out baptizing all the believers, all those believing. So we get three participles put into that sentence. And the baptistes is complete before we move on to the next, the main verb, exhalthon. Number three, exhalthon un prosauton pantes baptisthenai kai e baptisthesan hupautu kai baptisthentes apelthon pros ten pollen. Exhalthon un prosauton pantes baptisthenai kai e baptisthesan hupautu kai baptisthentes apelthon pros ten pollen. Exhalthon, that's could be that's the aorist, could be first singular or third plural. Context tells us it's going to be third plural. They went out, un therefore or so, prosauton to him, and then pantes is the subject, all, so they all went out to him. Baptisthenai, aorist passive infinitive, to be baptized. Kai e baptisthesan hupautu, and they were baptized by him. Baptisthesan, theta with eta tells us that's going to be an aorist. Eson is third plural aorist passive ending. Epsilon on the front for past tense, so this is they were baptized by him. Kai baptisthentes, baptisthentes, aorist participle, entes nominative plural, and having been baptized, apelthon, they went away, pros ten pollen, to the town. So exhalthon, they all went out, so that's a single activity, viewed as a completed action. Baptisthenai, to be baptized, that's a viewed as a essentially as a one-time action, completed that is complete. E baptisthesan, a completed action in the past. Baptisthentes, aorist participle, that too is completed and in the past. And then apelthon, they went away, that too completed action in the past. Number four, uk e baptisthemen hupa paulu, kai uki medsones esmen ton baptisthenton hupos simonos. Uk e baptisthemen hupa paulu, kai uki medsones esmen ton baptisthenton hupo simonos. Uk e baptisthemen, baptisthemen, we were baptized hupa palu by Paul. Turns into question, were we not baptized by Paul? E baptisthemen, aorist passive there, that was the theta eta. Kai uki mesones is more than esmen, first plural from Amy, we are. So mesones, we are greater with the ones that were greater than expressed in the genitive. That's the tone baptisthenton. Baptisthenton, aorist passive participle. So the ones having been baptized, hupo simonos, by Simon. So turn all that into a question, and are we not greater or more important than those who had been baptized by Simon? And number five, kalousin auton kai krinousin auton hoi kritai hoti pala epoie para ton nomon. Kalousin auton kai krinousin auton hoi kritai hoti pala epoie para ton nomon. Kalousin, they from kaleo, they call as a third person plural present. They call auton as the object, they call him. Kai Krinusen, and they judge from Krino with the subject, and they judge him with now the subject being Hoi Kritai. The judges judge him. Hati now gives us the reason, because Epoye, he was doing pala, many things, paraton naman, against the law.
I have a question on number four.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. So, the greater than, the thing that is the than, is put in the genitive, that it's comparative to. Mm-hmm. So we haven't yet fully covered the genitive. So far we've mainly think of it as being possessive. We've met it with some prepositions, but the genitive has a wide range of nuances to it. And number six, Clethentos autu ekrinen auton ha pilatos kataton naman ton chromion. Clethentos autu ekrinen auton ha pilatos kataton naman ton romaion. Clethentos from Kaleo. Clay is the aorist stem, theta there indicates aorist passive, entos being a participial ending, so it's having been called, when he had been called, ekrinen auton ha pilatos, Pilate judged him, kataton naman, according to the law, ton Romaion, of the Romans. So Clethentos there, that's a genitive singular. Remember this, being able to express a subclause by starting with a participle and a genitive.
So participles have case then, like nouns do?
Participles have case, number, and gender. So remember that a participle is... It's what we can call a verbal noun.
Right.
It's a verb behaving as a noun. So as a noun, it has case, number, and gender.
So
as a verb, it can be either aorist, or it can be aorist or present, and it can have voice. It can be passive or active.
So this list of participles we have for baptize.
Mm-hmm.
What case are they in?
Those are all given in the nominative singular masculine.
Okay.
And then each of them will be what we call, will decline.
It will decline.
And if the participle is used without the article, it's referring to the action of the verb as a, what we could say, a nominal entity, as a noun. If there is the article, it's referring to the one who is doing that action. And again, as a noun. And so those endings that we have in the present active, the endings are the same as for the verb to be, on, usa, on. And then for the aorist, they're the same as the endings for pas, pasapan, meaning all.
So the first line of number six, mm-hmm. that is like genitive absolute?
Yes, so that's a genitive absolute. Clethentos, aorist, passive, genitive singular, participle. That's the genitive absolute construction, which is expressing a subclause, and here its purpose is giving us a temporal clause. So the idea, his having been baptized, then we move on to the next, the main verb. Okay? So remember that genitive absolute from 10 lessons ago or so?
So it's like, us having him called.
Yeah. Him having been called. Mm-hmm. Okay, section 3. Now we have the future passive. Baptis thesomai, I shall be baptized, or I will be baptized if you prefer. So for the future indicative active, we have soso, I shall save, or I will save. The verb is soso, we add a sigma to the end of it. And in the future passive, it'd be sophesomai. Sophesomai, I will be saved. So we add between the stem and the ending, we add theta, eta, sigma, thes. And that's a distinctive mark of the future passive. Thesomai. So the theta, eta is going to tip you off to the fact that it's passive something, and then instead of that you have to notice the sigma, otherwise you'll think that it's a aorist passive, but you notice all three of them together, theta, eta, sigma, and tell you it's a future passive. So now we have five sentences. Number one, ha pistusas kai baptistes sophesitai. Ha pistusas kai baptistes sophesitai. Ha pistusas. Pistusas there is an aorist participle. So pistuo, sigma's added to the end of the stem. And then we have here the nominative singular masculine ending, as. And now with a article, so this is referring to the one who is doing that action. So ha pistusas is the one who has believed. Kai baptisthes. Now we have another nominative masculine singular participle. It's got a different ending, but that's because this is now in the aorist passive, baptisthes. There isn't an article particularly distinctively with this, but the article that's in front of pistusas will cover this participle as well. So this is the one who has been baptized. So the one who has believed and has been baptized, and so thesitai, now a future passive, will be saved. Number two, hoi me pistusantes krithesontai. Hoi me pistusantes krithesontai. Pistusantes, aorist participle now. Pistuo, add a sigma to the end of the stem, and then antes is nominative plural masculine ending. With hoi, so it's now referring again to people doing the action. Those who have believed, but now negated. Remember, a participle gets negated with me, not with u. So those who have not believed, krithesontai, future, will be judged. Number three, tuta poiethesitai. Tuta poiethesitai. Poiethesitai, from poieo, theta eta sigma, indicates future passive. It will be done. And tuta is this. This thing will be done. Number four, tauta epoiethe. Tauta epoiethe. Epoiethe, again from poieo, theta there. Theta eta indicates it's an aorist. And the simple a ending is third singular. Tauta, so it was done. Tauta is accusative plural, nominative plural, neuter plural, these things. And frequently, for a neuter plural, you use a singular verb, third singular verb. So you're treating the neuter plural as being collective.
So these things were done. So
Is that only be done with the neuter plural?
Yes, only with the neuter plural. And it wouldn't happen with masculine or feminine.
And could you also use a plural ending if you did not want to consider that as a collective?
You could. That would be rare. The norm would be you would use a singular verb with this neuter plural, and you would just treat it as being a collective. But only if it's neuter.
Okay. So like a bunch of. Okay.
So most frequently you'll find it in things like this, tauta, or for the neuter plural of all.
How about other neuter plural children?
You get it with other instances. I guess with accordance we could go through and actually figure that out, but it's a good Bible software, you can do that. Okay, number 5. Kalumen to onoma autu Jesun alohuyas theu klethesetai. Kalumen to anima autu Jesun alohuyas theu klethesetai. Kalumen, first singular from kaleo, so we call to anima autu his name Jesus. Allah, but klethesetai, future passive. Third singular, it will be called, or he will be called, Huyos Theou, the Son of God. Okay, section 4. Now we have some vocabulary words and a little more work on some cases. So every noun, and these are all nouns, and every noun declines for case, number, and gender. So when we talk of a noun changing its forms with case, number, and gender, that's the verb for that is decline. We talk of it being a declension. When a verb changes its form for tense, mood, voice, person, and number, we call that you conjugate a verb, and that's a conjunction. So declensions and conjunctions will be introduced that much later, that piece of jargon. But here we have part of the of how to decline a noun, and we're given the nominative singular, the genitive singular, and the nominative plural.
I thought we call parsing verbs.
Well, you parse a verb, or you parse a word, and it could be a verb. So when you parse a verb, you give it, you define what it is by its mood, its voice, its tense, its person, and its number, 5 attributes that it has. But the whole way in which you actually form the endings and give of a verb is the conjugation of the verb. You can also parse a noun, you can parse an adjective. Parsing it is just spelling it all out and giving what it all is. But the process of the paradigm in which the endings of a noun are changed is the declension of the noun. That's how you are declining the noun, by giving it its various endings. Parsing it, you're just giving it, you're specifying, if I give you a word, you reply back to me what form it's in, and by doing that, you're parsing it. That will all become, don't worry too much about that. That will, as you get the better feel for it, you'll begin to get the sense of what that is. Okay, hey kephale. Hey kephale. This is the head, and this is a feminine noun. So we have the feminine article there, he. That's the he is nominative singular feminine. Kephale, They have an eta ending there. In the genitive singular, so this is what we can think of as being the of form, so of the head, although we'll find that the genitive has a broad range of meanings, it's tais kephales, so tais is the feminine singular genitive form of the article, and then nominative plural is hai kephalai, hai there, the nominative plural feminine of the article. Next, we have a masculine noun, ha ophthalmos, which we get ophthalmology and things like that, meaning the eye. The genitive singular, tu ophthalmu, so tu is the genitive singular article, and then plural, nominative plural, hoi ophthalmoi. And then our third one is a neuter noun, ta'us. So the article there, nominative neuter singular is ta. And for the neuter, the forms in the nominative and the accusative are always the same. Ta'us, the ear, in the genitive singular, tu otos. Notice there the article is the same in the genitive singular for the masculine and the neuter. Generally speaking, the neuter forms are the same as for the masculine except for the nominative. But in which case the nominative neuter is the same as the accusative neuter, and the accusative neuter is generally the same as the accusative masculine. And then in the plural, ta ota, the alpha is a very, it's the usual ending for a neuter plural. Ta ota.
How do you go from the u to the o beginning?
The us and the otos? Well, yes, that's not obvious. So what it means, what you'll do when you learn of a noun is you will generally learn the nominative form and you'll learn the genitive form, because often the genitive is going to be different in some ways from the nominative. But if you know the genitive, then you can figure out all the other forms. So the accusative and the dative are generally going to be tied to the derivable from the genitive. Now, for many cases like kephale and ophthalmos, it's easy to figure out the genitive from the nominative. But us and otos, there's a case where it's not, and this is why it will become important to learn the genitive with the nominative.
Is it a special case that you have the ota?
It's not really a special case, because this happens for so many nouns, and it really has to do with there are several declensions of nouns. I'm afraid I'm going to overwhelm you with a bit of jargon here. So you have a first declension and a second declension and a third declension, and these are basically sort of different paradigms, sets of endings. First declension nouns are all feminine, and their kephale is a first declension noun. It's going to be formed in just a very regular form. Second declension nouns can be masculine or neuter. They tend to be pretty regular, and if you know, and you generally just need to know the nominative, so like for ophthalmos, and you can form the rest, they're going to be formed in a regular way. Third declension nouns typically will have a genitive that is different in some ways from the nominative. And so for those ones, you have to learn the genitive.
Oh, yeah, so I guess what I was...
So it'd be a bit like this, where we go from us to otos, where there has been this addition, that we go from a diphthong, u, to a longer vowel, o. Now, that's not too surprising. You've come to expect things like that. But then where does this tau come from? Mm-hmm. Well, in the third declension, tas is a very standard genitive singular ending, and so you have to learn that, and then that tau shows up also in the accusative and the dative.
So tis is a third declension noun.
Yeah, yeah. So, but that's all too much for you to worry about in the moment. But it's a good observation to make that we've had this jump to something that doesn't look at all recognizably like, in the genitive, doesn't look recognizably like the nominative.
Actually, my observation is more that the plural nominative
ota?
Yeah, it has an O.
That it has an omega?
I have an omega.
Right, well, but so does the genitive singular.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so
right. This one is even a little more weird because it has us, going from us to otas, there's not really a single shared distinctive letter in there. Because it's so short and the u has been lengthened into a long o, and then there's really nothing else because the sigma really is part of the ending of the nominative singular. And there's really nothing else left of the word. Often there'll be a couple of syllables, the word will be a couple of syllables long, and so you'll have enough of the word to recognize by the time tos gets added onto it, you'll be able to recognize what the word is. Like the next example, tostoma, the mouth. So if you remember back to your plant biology, right, plants and leaves, you have stoma and stomata. Nobody remember their plant biology? Did you do any plant biology? Did you do plant biology in high school here? No?
Yeah.
Oh, dear. Okay, well, stoma and stomata. Even there, we use the neuter plural for the plural of that. So tostoma, the mouth. And here the genitive singular, stomatos. Stomatos. So notice that tos ending has been added. But now, because we've got enough of a basic word there, stom, we can recognize what that is. And then the plural, neuter plural, ta stomata, and the nominative, ta stomata. Back to another feminine verb, heker, the hand or the arm, and the genitive singular, tes keros, and nominative plural, hai keres. Now notice that this is a different set of endings from our first feminine noun at the top of the list, he kefale. So he kefale is the most common feminine set of endings, and he care will be a rarer group of endings. Next one, hapus, another masculine noun, and in the genitive singular, tu podos. So this is another one where, in learning this, you would need to learn both the nominative and the genitive, and you'd learn it as pus podos. And if you look this up, were to look this up in a dictionary, that's how it would then be given in a dictionary. Basically, all nouns, when you look them up in the dictionary, they will give both the nominative and the feminine and the genitive form. So that, and from that you can derive what all the other endings are going to be. So to podos, this is where we get podiatry and so on. Nominative plural, hoi podes. Next, tosoma, another neuter noun, the body, and to somatos in the genitive singular, and ta somata, nominative plural. Ta melos, the limb, to melus, genitive singular, and ta mele, nominative plural. Now, that one, too, is different because we've come to expect we have an alpha as the ending for the neuter plural. This one, if you just saw mele, you might be inclined to think that's a feminine of some sort. The ta gives it away. This has to be neuter plural. Ta meros, the part. Tu merus is genitive singular. Tu merus and ta mere nominative plural. And finally on the list, hey sarx, the flesh is nominative singular, genitive singular, tes sarkos. This is where we get words like sarcophagus, somewhere that eats flesh, so it's basically a box where you put a body in until the flesh decomposes. And hysarkes, nominative plural. And that one there is similar to the hycheres ending that we had halfway up the list. So if we were to look at these and how they'd be listed in a dictionary form. So the first one, kephale, would be written then in a dictionary entry, things like that. So that you know, kephale, kephales, the thalmos, be written aphthalmos, u. This one, us, otos, would have to be written out in full. Stoma would be written like that, stoma, atos. And then, usually, at the end, you would then put the article to indicate whether it's masculine, feminine, or neuter. Ba, he, ba. Stoma, stomatos, ta. Stoma, atos, ta. So, now you can understand what these are referring to. And if you know this, and you know the genitive, then you can generally figure out what all the other... This is enough information for you to, in most cases, if it's at all, the noun is at all regular, to figure out what all the other forms are going to be.
Question, in our Greek New Testament, the little concordance we have on the back, is it all the words that aren't listed in the bottom footnotes?
Yeah, which will be all the words that occur more than 50 times, which it is assumed that hopefully eventually you're gonna know.
So we memorized the last several pages
a little
bit ago, right?
Okay, so now, if I look here at, we've got soma, and then it puts tos, and then in this particular case, it puts an N for neuter. So instead of spelling out the article in Greek, it just gives N or M or F to indicate which gender it is. Oh, that was just one I picked at random on page 701. If I look at stoma, so at the back of our reader's Greek New Testament for stoma, the stoma, tos, and then N.
So
stoma, stomatos, neuter.
So it gives the masculine singular.
It gives the nominative singular and the genitive singular ending.
Tos is the genitive singular ending.
Right. So the full genitive singular would be stomatos. And some lexical entries they'll put a little hyphen before the ending to indicate that you're to take the root form of this and add that ending onto it. This one doesn't do that. So that's what the lexical entry of a noun will look like. Nominative singular. Spelled out in full, genitive singular ending, and then the gender, with the gender being given either in Greek or with a English abbreviation MF or N. And then later on we'll look and see what the how a verb gets given, what its lexical entry is and so on. Okay, bottom of page 188, carrying on through this vocabulary list. We now have three adjectives. Tiflos, meaning blind. Kophos, deaf, dumb, deaf or deaf and dumb, what we would think of as being mute. And then kolos, meaning lame. And for an adjective, it's going to have case and number, and then also gender. So masculine, feminine, neuter, and then singular or plural, and then the various cases. And now some verbs at the top of page 189. Pipto, I fall. And in the aorist, epesen. So the present stem will be pipped, and the aorist stem is pe. So here we have an abbreviated stem. The aorist is abbreviated from the present. So epesen, he fell, third singular aorist. Pros epesen auto. So now we've added on a preposition, joined a preposition to the verb. So in the past, the epsilon gets added on between the preposition and the stem. Prospipto is to fall in front of, fall before. So prop epesen, he fell before him. And with the object expressed in the dative. And then pros epesen, pros tous podas autou. Pros epesen, pros tous podas autou, he fell at his feet. With pros there as a preposition taking the accusative. Therapuo, I heal, from which we get our English word therapeutic. Ecteno, I stretch out. Krateo, I take hold of, I grasp, I seize, I arrest. And then it's from the noun form of this that we get our words autocratic and so on. With ecratic there having to do with power that you're holding on to. Ekratesen tes kiros autes. Ekratesen tes kiros autes. So ekratesen, aorist. Krateo, add a sigma to the end of the stem, gives us the aorist stem, and then epsilon added on the front for past. So he took hold of her hand. Hoi stratiotai, ezetun auton kratesai. Hoi stratiotai, ezetun auton kratesai. Hoi stratiotai is the soldiers. Ezetun, they were seeking. It's an imperfect from zeteo, seeking him, and kratesai, aorist infinitive, to arrest him. Okay, section 5, some more sentences. Hecher kai hapus mele eisin tu somatos. Hecher kai hapus mele eisin tu somatos. So the arm and the leg. One of the difficulties both in Greek and Hebrew is trying to figure out, like, hecher, or the Hebrew word yad, is it hand or arm? And typically for us, as we distinguish our body, we refer to this all as being the arm, and then this is the hand. The ancient peoples thought of the elbow downwards as being a unit. And so the hand can essentially be anything in that realm, and then the arm is you're referring to here. So we would think of this as the forearm as going with the arm. They would think of this going with the hand. So that's why we had this ambiguity. Well, is it arm or is it hand?
So does the word mean from the elbow down?
Generally, it's, well, then you have to use context. Context will then generally tell you as to, well, which part is being referred to. But The word can cover, yeah, anything from the elbow on down.
And then it's a different part.
And then you have a different word for just the arm. Which
would be that. The foot and leg to the knees, the breaking point?
No, the foot is...
The foot and leg?
The foot is generally, is particularly, it's the foot.
It's the foot?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So hapus means, does the hapus mean... Could mean foot or leg?
No, it would just be the foot.
So this is
the
foot.
Oh, well, foot or leg. I don't know. I'd have to look up in a word book and see what range it covers there.
But it's our custom.
So, heher kai hapus, the arm and the leg, or you could take it as the foot and the hand. Mele, meaning limbs, they asin, they are to somatos of the body. Number two, ta stoma kai ta ota mere asin tes kephales. Ta stoma kai ta ota mere asin tes kephales. So the mouth and the ears are mere parts of the head. Genitive for there. Number three. U dunatai blepain te tois ophthalmois autu tiflos gar estin. U dunatai blepain te tois ophthalmois autu Tiflos gar estin. So udunatai, he is not able. And then we expect an infinitive, blepain, present infinitive, to see. Ti there, accusative, neuter, meaning anything or something or a thing or whatever thing. Here, really, he cannot see anything, he can't see something. Tois ophthalmois autu, so that's a dative. There's no preposition, but remember the dative we can think of as being the by, with, or from case. And with there will fit, so with his eyes, expressing instrumentality. Then a semicolon, tiflos gar estin, for he is blind.
Can you use whatever part of speech ti is that an article?
It is a it's an interrogative pronoun, here you'd use a neuter because you're just talking about anything, any old thing. So
can you use an interrogative pronoun to mean anything, or like would you use like an interrogative, like say to mean any man?
Well, you could use tis. You can use tis tina ti is so the pronoun tes forms for masculine, feminine, neuter. So tis tina ti and it can be used both in a as an interrogative pronoun in asking a question, and we've seen that a number of times, or it can be used here, where here it's essentially being used as an adjective. So ti here would be any thing. So the thing would be the noun, except the noun isn't given, it's just understood within this adjective. So yeah, tis ten a ten.
Huh? Udes, nothing.
Is there a double negative that you use? You could use udes, and there you'd have something like you'd use ude, udunatai, ude blepain, something like that.
Do they use double negatives like that? Do they not do that? Not.
Yeah, you could use that.
And that means.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And unlike in English, where a double negative cancels out, in Greek, the negatives sum. So a double negative is doubly emphatic. Number four. Udunantai peripatein, koloi gar asin. Udunantai peripatein, koloi gar asin. They are not able to walk, for they are lame. Number five. Uk edunanta logon akusai, tois osin auton. Kofoi gar asan, alanun akuusen, ha gar Jesus etherapusen autus. Uk edunanta logon akusai, tois osin auton. Kofoi gar asan, ala nun akuusen, ha gar Jesus etherapusen autus. Uk edunanta, they were not able. Akusai is our complementary infinitive there. To hear is an aorist infinitive. Logon, a word. So they were not able to hear a word. Tois osin auton, with their ears. So dative, taking that as dative of instrument, meaning with. Kofoi gar eisan, for they were deaf. Alanun, but now. Akuusen, they hear. And so we could then say, well, this is part of all being this dunanta, so we could then say, make good English, we could say, but now they are able to hear, with that able to being understood. Now they hear, Hagar Jesus etherapusen autus, for Jesus healed them. Number six, ektenas ten chera autu.
Question on that last one, that ku.
Deaf
and dumb.
Yeah, it can be deaf or deaf and dumb.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Thanks.
Number six, ektenas ten chera autu, ekratesen tu podos autes. Ektenas ten chera autu, ekratesen tu podos autes. Ektenas, aorist participle. Nominative, masculine, singular, having stretched out his hand. Ekratesen, aorist. He took hold of tu podos autes, her foot. Seven. Ota ekontes uk akuete, kai ophthalmus ekontes u lepete. Ota ekontes uk akuete, kai ophthalmus ekontes u lepete. So ota there, neuter plural, could be nominative or accusative. Here it likes to be accusative because it's the object of ekontes, which is a present participle of echo, to have or to hold. So having ears, uk akuete, you do not hear, then with a question mark, so we have to turn that into question. You have ears, can't you hear? And then the same thing for eyes and seeing. You have eyes, can't you see? And number eight, podas ekontes u perpatusin, kai stomata ekontes uk esthiusin, edola gar esin. Podas ekontes u peripatusin, kai stomata ekontes uk esthiusin, edola gar esin. Podas ekontes, so same construction, having legs or feet, they do not walk. Stomata ekontes, having mouths, uk esthiusin, they do not eat, for they are idols, idola. So section six, a reading about a blind man who is healed. Ein de anthropos tis legomenos Bartimaios, tiflos ein kai uk edunanta uden lepsai, tois ophthalmois autu, putas elthon prosepesen pros tus podas tu Jesu, kai autos ectenas ten chera hepsata ton ophthalmon autu, kai etherapeuthe partiflos kai aneblepsen, kai poloi coloi kai kofoi elthon pros auton kai etherapeusen autus. Tus kophus epoiesen acuen kai tus colus peripatein. Ein de anthropos tis legomenos Bartimaios, tiflos ein kai uk edunanta uden blepsai, tois ophthalmois autu, hutos elthon prosepesen pros tus podas tu Jesu, kai autos ectenas ten chera hepsata ton ophthalmon autu, kai etherapeuthe partiflos kai aneblepsen kai poloi coloi kai kophoi elthon pros auton kai etherapeusen autus, tus kophus epoiesen acuen kai tus colus peripatein. Okay, now you get to translate that. So, ein de anthropos tis legomenos Bartimaios. Okay, yeah, there was a man, or we could say there was a certain man. So, tis, adjective meaning just a, you can take it either as an indefinite article, a, or just as meanings. And it's indefinite in some way. There was some man, there was a man, there was a certain man, legomenos, called Bartimaios. Tiflos ein, he was blind. Kai uk edunata uden blepsai, tois ophthalmois autu. Okay, and he was not able to see uden, anything, with his eyes. Utos, hutos elthon, pros epesen pros tus podas tu Jesu. Hutos, he. So, what actually is that word? Do you know what it's a pronoun. What type of pronoun? Demonstrative. So it's the near demonstrative. So this one, this man, or simply he. So, demonstrative pronoun he. Elthon. Coming. Okay. He. Coming, prosepesen pros tus podas tu Jesu, fell at the feet of Jesus. Kai autos ectenas ten cheran. Okay, so ectenas, what form is that? So we have ecteno, stretch out, ectenas. Okay, good. It's an aorist participle. Aorist, you might not recognize that from the stem, but it's the us ending is aorist participle ending. So he, having extended his hand, having stretched out his hand, hipsata, which... I don't think we've been given, so that's the aorist of hapto, to touch, to grasp. He touched ton ophthalmon autu, ton ophthalmon, his eyes, kai etherapeuthe hotuflos, healed hotuflos. So tuflos is, we've already had that, the blind. So tuflos is blind, so ha tuflos?
The
blind man. Okay, the blind man. Okay, and aneblepsen. Now you haven't had quite this form, but you can have a guess. So have so you've had blepo before. You haven't had aneblepo, but. And he saw, well, so, okay, so it's got something to do with seeing, that's blepo.
Oh, again.
And he saw her again. Okay, good. So that's what the ana does on front of the blepo. The ana, so blepo is to see, ana blepo is to see again or to see anew. Or, so he saw again, he saw anew. Kai poloi, koloi, kai kofoi, elphon, prosauton. Poloi? Many. Many. Many koloi kai kofoi. So, we had this together with the tiflas at the bottom of page 188. Uh-huh. Okay, many lame and that's many lame and mute or deaf came. Prosauton. To him. Kai etherapusen autus. And he healed them. Tus kofus epoiesen akuein. He made the deaf to hear, kai tus kolus peripatein, and the lame to walk. Right. So now we have section 7, a reading. From 1 Corinthians, so we're turning to a new book for us, chapter 12, verses 12 through 21, page 457. So I'll read this through, and then since we're short on time, we've got about 10 minutes left, we'll just jump straight into trying to translate this. Okay, we're ready. 1 Corinthians 12, beginning at verse 12. Kathaper gar to soma en ethen esten kai mele pala eche panta de ta mele tu somatas pala onta en hen esten soma hutos kai ho Christos kai gar en heni pneumati hemes pantes es hen soma e baptistemen ete judaioi ete helenes ete duloi ete eleutheroi kai pantes hen pneuma epotisthemen, kai gar ta soma uk estin hen melos alapala. Ean epe hapus. Hati uk emi ker, uk emi ektu somatas. U paratuta uk estin ektu somatas. Kai ean epe ta us, hati uk emi ophthalmos, uk emi ektu somatas. U paratuta uk estin ek tu somatas. E holon ta soma ophthalmos, pu he akoe. E holon akoe, pu e osphrasis. Nuni de ha theos etheta ta mele. Hen ekaston auton ento somati kathos ethelesen. E de en tapanta hen melas, pu ta soma, nun de pala men mele, hen de soma, u dunatai de ha ophthalmos, epen te cheri, crayon su uk echo, he palen he kephale tois posin, crayon humon uk echo. Okay, I don't know if you were able to get any of the senses I read through that. this will be a familiar, well, you start working through it, another passage. So, in conjunction with the footnotes in our Reader's Bible and Dobson's notes here, let's launch in on this. Kathaper, and we're told that's just as, kathaper gar ta soma hen estin. Okay, just as the body, estin, is hen. Don't know if you remember this, hen. Have a guess. One. For just as the body is one, kai mele pala eke. And it has many parts. Good. Panta de ta mele tu somatas pala anta hen esten soma. Okay, so panta de ta mele tu somatas pala anta. So panta, all, and then de, so de we can take as but or something, but panta ta mele, all the parts, tu somatas, of the body, pala anta, being many, hen esten, soma, is one body. Okay, good. So, but all the parts being many, so anta there is participle, present participle of Amy, being many, are one body. And so here we have a singular verb used with a plural subject, tamele, panta tamele, so a neuter plural, another instance of neuter plural with taking a singular verb. Houtos kai ha Christos. Remember houtos? Uh-huh. And kai can mean and or what else can it mean? Especially when it's in this position, when it's not the first word of a phrase. It can mean also. So houtos kai be so also Christ. Kai gar en heni pneumati hemes pantes eis hen soma epaptisthemen. Okay, four in one spirit. Hemes pantes. All we. Eis hen soma. Into one body. A baptisthemen. Where we were baptized. So, for also in one spirit, we all into one body were baptized. Ete Judaioi, ete Hellenes. Ete, you can almost have a guess at that, but Dobson tells us it's whether or just either or. Okay, either Jew or Gentile. Ete douloi, ete eleutheroi. So doulos is slave, eleutheros is free. Either slave or free. Kai pantes hend pneuma epotisthemen. And potitso is I cause to drink or I give to drink. Okay, and all, and we were, and then epitislamen, so we were made to drink, we were all made to drink one spirit. And we'll leave aside whatever that might mean. Verse 14, kai gar ta soma uk estin hen melos. For the body is not hen melos, one part, a la pala, but many. Eon epe hapus, remember eon, if, okay, if, and it takes a subjunctive, that's epe. So if the hapus, Whose podos, what's if the foot says hati uk amy care because I'm not at hand, uk eimi ek tu somatos. I'm not of the body. And the ek there you can really sort of take as I'm not part of the body. U para tuta uk esten ek tu somatos. Now, and he's, and Dobson gives us a para tuta for this reason, and it's there. And then here again we get ek with the same idea. So para tuta for this reason, uk esten ek tu somatos. It is not of the body. So it's a question, and it begins with u, right? So remember, when you have a question beginning with u, you're expecting a yes as an answer. So we put this as something like, is it not for this? Is it not for this reason part of the body? Expected answer: well, yes, of course it's part of the body, even if it says, "I'm not a hand." Kai ean epe ta us. And if the ear says, "Hati uk eimi ophthalmos." I am not an eye. Uk eimi ek tu somatos. I am not part of the body. Same thing. And then u para tuta uk esten ek tu somatos. Exactly the same phrase. Is it not for this reason part of the body? Expected answer: well, of course it's part of the body. So, verse 17. A holon tasoma ophthalmos. Remember A. A. So A is, yeah, if. So another word for if. A holon tasoma ophthalmos. Holon. Have a. Holon is. The whole. Think the whole. Those think like holistic, whole. Holontosoma, if the whole body of Thomas is, if the whole body were an eye, so here the verb to be is left out. You can do that in Greek. We have to add it in English. If the whole body were an eye, notice there in English I added in the verb to be, but in the subjunctive were. Pu he akoe. Yeah, so pu is but where, and he akoe, we get a footnote there in the Reader's Bible telling us that's the hearing. Where is the hearing? So we'd say, where would the hearing be, or something like that. Where the hearing? E holon akoe pu he osphrasis. And osphrasis, we're told, is the sense of smell, the smelling. Good. If all hearing, where the smelling? Nuni de hotheos etheta tamele. And etheta is for a put. He put. Okay, but nuni de hotheos etheto, but now God has put tamele, the parts. Now God has put the parts. Hen hekaston auton ento somati. Hekastas is each. So hen hekaston one
each.
Yeah, so this is, so it's hen hekaston, so it's the idea one, each of them, hekaston auton, each of them, ento somati, in the body, kathos ethelesen. Kathos? So or as, or as, or just as, ephelesen, from ephelesen, remember fellow? Just as he wished. Just as he wished, just as he wanted. Eida ein tapanta hen melos. So A again is if. And ein. So if tapanta, if all, ain, so yet again, a neuter plural with now a singular verb, imperfect, they were, if all were hen melos, one part, pu ta soma. Remember pu? Pu where? Where the body. And so we'd have to add in English something like where would the body be, or something like that. Where, if they were all one part, where would the body be? If they were all one part, where the body? Nunda pala men mele. Now so nunde is but now. Pala mele, so many parts, and the men. We've had this once before, and I explained when we have men de, it means men on the one hand, de on the other hand. So the fact we have a men here means we're going to get a de coming up shortly. So, but now many parts, hen de soma. Many parts, hen soma. One body. And so the men, we would say, you can just imagine, the way to think of a men de is to think, many parts, one body. So on the one hand, many parts, on the other hand, one body. So those two bits go together. Now you can get de on its own, meaning all sorts of things, but when there's a men, there's always going to be a de following it up somewhere. Udunatai de of thalmos, epen techeri. Okay, the eye is not able to say techeri to the hand. Crayon su uk echo, and crayon, we're told, is crea is need. Crayon su uk echo. So the verb is echo, uk echo. I do not have crayon, need. Su of you. I do not have need of you. He palin, he kephale, tois pasin. James. Or, and then palin is again, means again. Or, and he is, a there is, or again. He kephale, the head. Tois pasin, and this is the feet as a dative plural, so you haven't yet really learned that form. Crayon humon uk echo. So, same phrase. I have no need of you. Now, just changing the su, from which was singular for the hand, now to humon, plural, for the feet. I have no need of you. The A palin? The A there means or. So, or again, the head to the feet. I have no need of you.
Can melos mean any body part? Because it says the limb and dot in the book, but looks like it's being used.
Yeah, I hear it's being used. Yeah, being used a little more generally as a body part. Okay, so Paul went to considerable length in that in that little section there, point out we're one body. many parts but one body. Okay, that's it. Next week we'll move on to lesson 33 and we'll learn a new tense, the perfect tense. More new stuff.